A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 27. The Malastare 100, hailed to be the largest pod racing event in the Outer Rim, and the location of Sawbones' first target. Wanted dead by the Republic SIS, Joltar is a leader in the Dugs for Democracy movement, a group opposing the Republic's influence on the planet. After placing their various bets on the outcome of the race, the crew of the Tin Sparrow get into position to complete the first hunt.
So you guys make all your bets and stuff. One person can go down with Kale and Thorbin as like a crew member. So you guys get all the pod racers out to the starting line. Chubrub is going to go with Thorbin and Kale. Sawbone is making his way to his position. Will you put something where you are? Just like a spare dice piece or just anything? Just to signify that's where you are. Mark, what are you doing?
I'm going to try to make my way up to Willie's box.
Uh-huh.
So I knock on the door.
Oh, you didn't get that far. Security immediately stops you.
Oh.
Hi, can I see your pass?
Oh, I'm with Willie.
Well, but who's Willie and where is he?
And I get on the comp. Willie? Hey, Willie?
What's up?
Hey, I'm trying to get into the box.
Why?
To watch the waste with you.
I thought you were doing something else.
No, we're done. So now I want to watch the waste with you.
What waste?
The waste that's about to happen down on the twack.
I don't know what a waste is.
It's a... And I send a text that spells out race.
Oh. You have to go pay $5,000 if you want to come in here. I paid per person.
Oh, okay. I could do that, though.
Okay.
But do you want me there? That's the question.
I mean, there's one right there that's empty.
It's not empty.
It's not empty. I'm sorry.
Deception check.
You just buy a
I didn't know.
Seat in someone else's suite.
Can Chubwub and I come to your booth?
I thought Chubwub was doing something.
Well, he might be doing something, but I wanted to look out for him because he's a friend.
Yeah, you can come and go pay $5,000.
Okay. So I go pay $5,000.
Okay, they give you a pass and you get up all to right. The booth.
And then I do the gun motions at the security guard. I'm in.
Have fun.
Okay.
Are they grands?
Yeah. As Willie's making his way into the booth, he wasn't quite there yet. He was making his bets and stuff. When you walk in, Box Drag is there.
Oh. Hail and well met.
Yeah, sure.
How's it going?
It's going all right.
What? How'd you get in here?
Don't worry about it.
I kind of want to, because I don't want anybody else to get in here.
No, I just have my ways.
Okay. Sawbone's not here.
That's fine. I'm here to watch the race and see how you guys do.
Okay.
I also just want to let you guys know, I did see the other bounty hunter here.
Oh.
This is Jake the Great.
Son of a bitch.
Jake the Great?
Mm-hmm. He's a Deveronian. That's his species. I'm just letting you guys know. Keep an eye out. There are other Deveronians here, so.
Is there a roster for everyone who's in the Great Hunt?
Somewhere? Mm-hmm.
I thought we'd get to know who the person is.
Well, yeah, and I told you who the person was that you're... I mean...
I'm just trying to figure this out. I don't know anything about this.
It's
not my hunt.
When you're going after a target, I am given the information of the target and who you're up against. So, you're up against Jake the Great. He's a Deveronian.
Okay. I called a PN-15.
Where did you guys leave him? Is he on the big ship or is he on the Tin Sparrow?
I kept him on the big ship.
Okay, so he's up in orbit?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, PN-15, can you see if you can find anything out about Jake the Great, the Deveronian?
I'll look it up.
You hear some clacking of keys through your earpiece?
He's, he's a bounty hunter. There's not much on him. He's a Deveronian. He's got, like, one of those crazy nose rings that's, like, through the center nostril.
The septum.
Sure. I'm not versed in those things. That's not part of my programming.
All right.
He typically uses sniper rifles. That's kind of like his 4K.
Good job, Panther Team. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. Have fun at the races. I'm still here. For anyone that's listening on the comms right now, this new ship is big.
Isn't it?
I've been lost for 15 minutes. I just found a terminal just now.
I get on my data pad and send him the schematics.
Oh. Okay. Well, just going to meander around for a bit.
All right.
I get on the comms now that I know that he's a sniper, and I call him and I go,
"Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Could you use maybe some binoculars?
Were we all on that call?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, hey, PN.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Not much, just meandering around the ship right now.
No,
stop. Are you watching the race live?
But I need
it
you.
Hasn't happened yet, Mark. Hey, we're trying to get some things done here.
Mark,
can you see me on the big screen?
Hey, Mark, I need you.
You guys must be releasing doves.
Hey, Mark, I need you.
OSHA's up here in 15. Yo, dude, I was a bacon.
Mark, goddamn it, everybody.
I'll let these chefs know. Or the crew? I'm sure there's.
I just need Mark Kenobi. Stop it!
Ship. I don't know
stop it!
Hey, Kale, good luck down there.
Thanks.
Stop it!
Shit, I need to be downstairs. Hold on.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Mark Kenobi.
That's me.
Hey, could you use some binoculars and look out and see if you can find this sniper? Because you know he's probably posted up somewhere.
Oh, what's he look like?
He's got a nose ring and his septum. Apparently.
Oh.
I don't know what a septum is, but I think that it goes in the middle of your nose.
How many people are here? I guess I'm just looking for a nose ring.
That's a 25. I'm going to do the thing that he's asking Mark to do.
Because you're in the box.
Because I'm in the box and I have binoculars with me.
I thought maybe Mark
I'm
would
in a corridor somewhere
cool.
walking up.
It's just taking a while.
Oh, Mark's not there yet.
Yeah.
No
hey,
worries.
I'm in a corridor.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, Willie, could you look out?
Yeah, I'm checking it out right now. Looking all the way around.
You don't see anybody.
I don't see anybody.
Yeah, I don't see anybody either.
At this time, Mark enters the box.
But he's a sniper. You were talking about going over there to that spot where you would be up above. He's probably over there. He's probably not in the stands at all. He's probably got a similar thought to what we had, especially if he's a sniper. So, yeah, just check out over there. Mark, you should probably go look over there, too. Actually.
But I just got to the box.
Well, grab some snacks and head over.
I'll refund you, but you should probably get over to that.
Okay. Hey, box.
Oh. Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
I didn't know. I thought you were talking to the
Axel Box.
Are you talking to me, or are you saying hi to the box? It's kind of...
Oh, well, both, because I got... Well, how you been?
I'm doing great.
That's cool.
He's got, a plate of, food, from the buffet. His feet are kicked up. He's just relaxing.
I'm standing awkwardly in front of the buffet now, looking at the empty... pan because I really wanted some of the chicken
shrimp.
Satay.
Shrimp.
I couldn't
the shrimp. The shrimp.
I really wanted some of those shrimp and Box Track took them all. Yep. But I don't know what to say to him.
Bacon wrap shrimp.
Can I have one?
No. It sounds like he told you to go do a thing. Maybe you should go do a thing.
Okay. And I grab a shrimp off his plate before I leave and I run.
Right.
And I run.
So he runs out and the server comes in and refills the shrimp. A little astromech droid just rolls in with a little tray. Just alright, so now you make your way out to that area.
I'll force run then.
So you'll get to Sawbone, which is he's about the halfway point by the time the pod racers reach there. All the pod racers are lined up.
Single file.
There's two rows, 5 and 5. Kale is on the first row.
Yeah, he is.
The announcer comes over the speaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, hi, welcome to the Malastare 100. The race is getting ready to start, so let's hear it for all the racers out there.
You hear the crowd just cheering and stuff. You hear people cheering for different racers and chanting thief, names
bad,
and stuff.
Thief, 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 thief.
Racers, bad, start thief, your engines.
They'll kick on. It's really loud. The sound of all the different pod racing engines
is Kale's louder than it was before.
Yes.
Yes.
Does it blow everyone away like Super Saiyan 2 Gohan?
It kind of sounds like Sebulba's, just a... You're like vibrating in the chair like, holy shit.
I like that. I like that on my butt. Oh.
You don't
that has to be cut.
Does it?
Stay in, yeah.
Okay.
Damn it.
That's my new ringtone.
Did I say that out loud on the intercom?
Chubrub sees like Thorbin's like giddy. Like he's super excited because he's about to see his baby like take
I'm
off.
I'm a little excited too.
Yeah. The announcer.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
And there's a loud beep and all the pod racers take off. Let's get your first rolls.
Is it 30?
So you take off and you are in the lead.
Yeah.
Right behind you is number two, Wimday Droshk, is right on your tail.
Yeah.
Right on your ass.
Eat my dust.
Behind him is tied right now. Is Hugh Thief and Batsman Trail, followed by Joltar and Manbolt Roxon are tied with him. And then there's just other people behind him. But right now, you are in the lead, so give us another roll.
14.
Asshole, you piece of shit.
Turn
I'd say
on
that
me.
In my calm.
You piece of shit. What? Don't judge me.
Do better.
All right, so you lose your lead. Wimday Drash just takes off and is just now ahead of you. Hugh Thief is right behind him. You are just, you're behind at this point. You are tied with Monbo Roxon. You're like in fifth place.
Damn it, Roxon.
Where's Joltar?
Joltar is ahead of you.
Do I roll again?
Yep.
I roll a natural one, but with a force die, so it still put me at
17. You are now second to last place. You are still ahead of Mats Mintrell, number 10.
Wow.
But right now, Wimday Droshk is in the lead, followed by Hugh Thief, number 7.
34 this time.
When you guys are coming up on that next little section, the pod racer that is nearest you, which is the human, you don't necessarily see exactly what happens, but all of a sudden you see his head jerk forward. Blood splattering his control panel, headshot. Takes him out. His pod racer jerks to the side. And it kind of just crashes. Everyone, I guess give me, except for you, give me perception checks.
23.
32 with the binoculars.
Okay.
30.
With a 30, the two that got the 30s, you can see the glint of a sniper scope. You see it for a second. You can see where the dice is over there in that
sniper.
Area. You see the sniper scope.
Okay, well, I want to let Mark Kenobi know that there's a sniper over at the third like check mark.
Sure.
I've started running towards the D6.
And I'm going to follow behind Mark Kenobi.
All right. Give me some more rolls.
It's 25 with the force point.
Wimday is still in the lead. Joltar right behind him. Kale is still in like sixth place. At this point, the racers are coming back in through the arena. Chubrub, I will give you the option. You see the first three racers. You have a second to try and force grip somebody.
Can I move object or force grip?
I guess either or. You can just like try to push one.
Yeah, try to push one into the other.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a chance to see who's coming up on me?
Up first is Wimday. Right behind him is Joltar, your target. And behind them is Fortin Bask.
So I'll take out the third one that comes by and just slam him into the ground.
Okay. So that'll be Fortin Bask.
I'm going to go ahead and spend a force point on it. 29. Slam one of his engines down in the ground.
Yeah. And the engine goes in the ground. It doesn't, like, explode or anything. It just hits the ground. Dirt and stuff flying to the engine to kill the engine. Starts smoking and kind of pulls him to the side, and he just kind of comes to a screeching halt.
Fortin Bask is dead.
He's not dead.
He's just out of the race.
He's racing dead.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's give us rolls for lap two.
29.
So at this point in the race, Wimday is still in the lead with Joltar right behind him, and you are now in fourth place with Manbull right in front of you. You are catching up on the lead. At this point, you guys are running up on the area, but you do not see anybody nearby. Give me some perception checks, please.
24.
22.
28. 30 because of binoculars.
Okay. You can see up in the trees that there is like a place where it looks like someone has cut some branches off of some of the trees that they're in. You know, you're looking at like the jungle and you can see there's like a patch missing. You can see that, but there's no one there.
Okay.
You can, I guess, tell them like, hey, he was up there.
It looks like there was a spot where he was, but he's no longer there. He might be close.
Okay. Yeah.
Or he might have finished what he thought his job was. Check the trees. Check the trees.
So you guys are like looking around, and let's give me some more rolls for your racing.
28.
It's still Wimdave, then Joltar, Mamble, and then you. And again, you're thinning that gap. You guys give me another perception check.
24.
22.
11. Give me some racing.
Oh, all right. That is 31.
I got the hang of this.
You take the lead. You pass up Wimday. You pass up Joltar.
Yeah. Y'all are all very neck and neck.
Yeah. But as they're coming by, there's another shot. Those that scored over a 20 on your perception checks, you can see the scope. You can see where he is.
I point and yell,
There.
Manbull Ruxin, in this case, is the closest to Joltar, and he takes the hit from the sniper round. The sniper round goes through his engine, blowing it up and sending the pod racer smashing into the ground, blowing up. Doesn't affect any of you guys. Get everyone's out of range.
I say
that could have been you, Kale. Drive faster. What? I can't hear anything.
Now that they're in your range, you can hit that button if you want to.
Hey, Box, check this out.
Boop. Boom. Boop. Joltar flies through the explosion, and you hit the button. Ryzy flies through. Roll damage, I guess.
76 damage.
So as Joltar flies through the explosion to the crowd and to the people watching, it just looks like that blew him up. He flies through, you hit the button, and both engines go. And you see, like, it's like a small delay, but you see him come out of the flame of the first explosion, and then you just see his little, like, chariot, chassis, whatever you want to call it.
Of fire.
Just, he's like, oh, poo-doo. Boom! Just, there's nothing left
it's
of him.
He's gone.
He's just gone.
Does he cut to the camera and break the fourth wall?
Oh, poo-doo.
That's just where he happened to look.
He blows up. It's just a wreck. It doesn't take out any of the other racers. You are far enough ahead, and there's no one really close behind that would be affected by that explosion.
Something blow up back there.
So you guys, you've seen the sniper scope. You know where he's at. He's cut off a small branch. He's cut in a little notch. He has climbed down. Mark, you are, like, sprinting towards him. He is behind a tree.
Behind a tree?
He's behind a
Damn
tree.
Damn it, I wanted to take out a tree.
Can I cut the tree down?
You could try.
It's the coolest tree-cutting job you've ever seen in your life.
If you roll.
37.
To hit the tree?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you definitely hit the tree. Roll some damage.
To the tree or to the guy?
To the tree.
Plus two for charge, right?
That's 23, but if you get two for charging, 25?
Yep. The tree has been sliced through.
Nice!
Push the tree on him.
Yeah, I mean, you're running by. What are you doing?
I've cut the tree. It looks dramatic as shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It would still move, right? Can I just cut down so that way it
you
automatically?
Roll high enough, yes.
Okay. It just automatically starts falling on him. Hopefully
he noticed.
Give me a like an acrobatics or some shit to get out of the way.
His reflex is good enough to where he noticed it, he can dodge a tree.
So he sidesteps and the tree slides and falls to where he was standing, but now he's like standing next to it.
Uh-huh.
And he's looking at you. All right, you two and him, roll initiative. We're going to do a quick battle.
I got a 23.
Got a nat 20, which means I got a 32.
27 for him.
Okay. So Sawbone up first.
I see that he has a gun in his hand.
He has like a sniper rifle, yep.
Yeah, like ready to shoot back. And so I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot the gun out of his hand.
Okay.
Like shoot like right at his forearm so he has to drop the gun.
All
right. It's a 30.
I will say it's a hit. But you don't disarm him.
Okay.
We'll see how much damage he does.
Yeah.
Then we'll decide if we disarm him.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Roll for damage on, it's not the hand, it'll be like the shoulder.
34 damage.
34 damage. Yeah, you fucked his shoulder up. His arm is just dead at his side and he drops the sniper rifle.
As I shoot his shoulder, I go,
"This is my hunt, bitch."
Shit, it's his turn?
It's his turn.
All right. He's got a dead arm, so he's going to take out a blaster pistol. He's going to move away from you. Is that a tree
That's
I see?
A tree. Those are all trees.
Yeah, he's going to get up right behind that tree. He's going to take a shot at you, Mark Anobi.
Okay.
I'm going to get behind the tree and take a shot.
All right.
He hits you, so roll for a deflect.
Or a redirect.
Redirect.
Or, ooh, yeah, redirect. Redirect. There you go.
30.
Damn, yeah.
That's a redirect shot back at him.
Back at him? So he deals damage to himself now?
Yeah, he does.
He deals 17 damage to himself?
Yeah, he does.
You get him, like, right in the gut.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And then I say, I'm Wubba, your glue. Whatever you fire back at me fires back at you with a shot of... Yep.
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 That's all we have time for today.
I'm close and I hear it and I just go,
oh man, that was real bad.
I'll get it really next bad. Time. Don't tell anyone.
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
I'm gonna draw him closer.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully he hits the tree and then I'll into swing the right tree. At him.
Yeah. So you draw him closer, you just hold your lightsaber straight out.
Yeah. I'm just gonna hold it out.
And just let him
come right
into it. Let him impale himself on it.
So good.
All right, let's see the roll.
22.
Yeah, that's successful.
That is 22 damage.
Oh, nice.
I need velocity. I need branches.
Trees. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he takes a little extra damage from bashing into the tree, and now he's just sort of splayed over the tree.
Where'd my lightsaber go?
Like through his shoulder, the other shoulder.
So now he's like,
both arms are just fucked, and he's just sort of.
That takes away a lot of wind resistance.
Slumped over the tree.
If he lives.
No, he's just laying there.
It's his turn. He's going to flop over to his back and then roll off the log and begin to crawl away.
But it's not his turn yet.
It is his turn.
What about Sawbones? Sawbones round leader.
Oh, shit. You do go first.
Yeah. New
round. So he's just sort of slumped over the tree.
So I can see him slumped over the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I take aim and I use Dead Eye and I go,
oh, yeah. This is for Kill D-Bag.
And I shoot him right in the nuts because I can see his just like his butt. And then it's just like, boop. And as I shoot, I go,
new to shooter. I heard that.
35.
Yeah, that hits.
All that damage.
34 damage.
Holy shit.
34 damage.
Okay, so slow-mo, we watch the bolt of energy leave your blaster rifle. We watch as it slow-mos across the distance between the two of you. We go to an X-ray shot of his body. We watch the blaster enter through like his hip, kind of the way based on where you're standing, and you see both of his testicles just disintegrate. And, yeah, that instantly kills him. That's too much for his little Deveronian heart to handle. His body slumps down on the tree in front of Mark. Mark's just staring at him like, oh, because he saw where the blaster hit and where it came out the other side and just knew, like, there are no testicles there no more. He heard the loud, high-pitched shriek come out of the Deveronian when he got shot in the nuts and saw him just, like, vomit and die and slump over lifelessly. And then Sawbone, like, runs up, like
yeah!
And they go to high-five, and they miss. And they kind of just swat at the air for a couple of seconds.
Can I pick up his sniper rifle and take it back for Link B?
Sure. The race is continuing with... Give me some rolls.
22.
You are still in the lead, but just by a hair. Wimday Droshka is right behind you.
Go
literally
kill.
On
go
your
kill.
Tail. Give us another roll.
24.
You are still in the lead. It's just you and Wimday. Really, at this point, everyone else is pretty far behind. At this point, Matt's Montrell is so far behind, you're about to lap him. Let's give us some more rolls. While he's rolling, you are in the...
32.
Caleb, you rolled a nat 20. Wimday got a nat 1.
Oh, God.
Yeah. How so you that, pulled way like... ahead. Y'all were neck and neck. And then you just put the pedal to the metal and they fucked it.
Up in the box seats, you and Box are sitting there. What are y'all talking about?
I was asking him about his interests.
Killing people.
Oh, nice. How's that?
Going pretty well. I'm a bounty hunter.
Yeah?
That's what I do for a living.
I mean, you train Sawbone. Are you like one of the best bounty hunters?
I personally think I am the best bounty hunter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think Sawbone could be the best
I think he has the potential, absolutely.
We should pull it out of him.
Well, I hope so.
I say that mostly because he's on my team, not that I want him to, like, go against you in some way or anything. That's not what I'm saying.
All right, okay.
That's literally not what I'm saying.
All right.
No deception check.
No, I believe you. I mean, if he wins this, he has the opportunity to join my clan.
Fuck yeah, he does.
Then we wouldn't be going against each other ever.
I'm
going to
do what I can to help him win that.
Sounds good. Give us the final part.
Come on,
the
final roll. Can I use a force point for this?
Yes.
Make us all rich.
Come on, make us rich.
34.
All right, you win.
And I jump up onto, like, in my seat, standing up as I'm passing the finish line.
That's dangerous.
It's dangerous, but I love it.
Oh, shit, Ross. What did you bet on for the second and third place?
It was a million show bet.
Yeah, I know, but you bet on Whim Day placing second and Prox Molly placing third, right?
I did.
Yeah, that's how it ended. Yeah.
Holy
that was a good, that wow. was a
we
great bet.
We might need to test some force sensitivity over here.
Someone kill that number 10 and I'll be just
and I'll be good to go.
So yeah, first place is Kale D-Bag. Second place is Whim Day Drosk. Third place is Prox Molly. Fourth place is Hugh Thief. Fifth place is, I guess at that point, Bats. And then Matt's the very, very end.
Yeah. That was a 10-1 payout.
10-1 payout.
Yeah, 115 million.
Is what I got total?
Yes, that's your total. Everyone else got 10. Kale D-Bag won 50 million credits for winning in first place.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did. Hey, wait, 15 million?
50.
50.
After all the celebration and you collecting your winnings, you're down in the pit getting the pod racer to get back on the ship. Thorbin's making sure all the checks and stuff are going well. Box Drag, he's with you guys.
I just got word about the next target. You're going after a corrupt politician on Coruscant. He's known for taking bribes, blackmailing fellow senators. He's been allowing trafficking on his planet and other serious crimes. His name is Desnold Armin, and he's wanted alive. He just lets you guys know. He's like, I'm going to take the proof to Daxon, so you guys don't need to go back there. You guys get your pod racer all packed up. You get back up to the ship.
Probably should go to Tatooine first.
Oh, you need to drop Thorbin off, huh?
Yeah.
No, Thorbin's coming with me.
Is he an orphan?
He's a slave boy.
Can we purchase his freedom?
We can probably do that. Wing, wing.
Dust it off a classic.
Little holographic, like, bust of Mardosh pops up.
Mardosh, hello, Mehmet.
Oh, okay, sir. How can I help the boys?
Oh, well, we were there just a little bit ago. We
took Thorbin.
We did pick him up, and Kale just won the pod race that he was in.
Congratulations, boy.
I think we're feeling
someone
like
say my name.
Thorbin's just becoming, like, a vital part of our operation. And I was hoping that I could, that he could come with us forever. Well, basically forever.
Well, there's a slight problem with that.
What's the problem?
Well, he has blood burn.
He's got the blood burn, y'alls.
He can travel in ships, but light speed, hyperspace, that'll kill him.
He's a doctor. Can't he do, like, something?
There's no known cure.
Well, that's my mission now.
Aww.
To cure
Why
blood
are you going to spend millions on millions of dollars for blood burn reasons?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom and flush all my credits down the toilet. I'd still like to go ahead and buy his freedom.
Man, that puts me in a tight spot. I really...
Does it?
Well, he's just a great mechanic.
He's
my best pod racing mechanic.
So are you saying this might be not negotiable, or...?
No, but if the price is right.
Well, how about 115 million?
That's enough.
115 million?
Damn!
I'll wire it ASAP.
Are you still going to drop him off here, or...?
No, we're actually probably just going to take him to Nar Shaddaa.
Okay, so he'll be with, like, Furbach and stuff.
Yeah.
Alright.
He'll be in safe hands.
I just want to make sure that, you guys are away and not with him. But
we might, like, send for some things, like, that are his, of course.
Sure.
Like, not your stuff, but...
Well, we'll get there.
Sweet. Right. Thank you.
So he hangs up, so you go down to the docking bay.
Hey, Thorbin.
What's up, sir?
Would you rather us, like, take you to Nar Shaddaa? Because we need to get to this other place fairly quickly. But I just bought your freedom.
Oh,
Oh. By the way, hopefully you're still willing to like help us out.
No,
and
I
stuff.
Love this team.
Awesome, cause
and I love this pod racer.
Awesome, because we'd like you to continue working on it. Maybe Absolutely. Some other things too. For right now, since obviously your condition, we need to quickly get to Coruscant.
Okay,
but that's not going to be possible if we need to take you to. Well, we're going to go to. We were going to take you to Nar Shaddaa.
Okay,
if you're good with that.
Yeah,
of course. Would you be okay with us just sending you to Nar Shaddaa?
Yeah.
When you can meet up with, I mean, you're comfortable with Huts. Meet up with Verbok and
yeah, I've met Verbok.
Awesome. Well, then if you're good with that, then we're just going to send you on a shuttle, and we are going to head over to Coruscant.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I'll take the pod racer with me.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Well,
and
then
I'm crying in the corner because my little boy's growing up.
I actually have a gift for him, and it's one of the Gungan ears that I had taken and tanned. And I painted a little picture of him making his first kill on Tatooine. And it's like rolled up like a little painting
That's
for him
so
to hang.
So disgustingly sweet.
I hand it to him.
He is like, oh, thank you, sir.
And I walk over to him and I give him 1,000 credits for spending money.
Oh. A per diem.
Wow. Thank you, sir. That's very kind.
And I walk over to him and I sign his forehead.
Yeah. He starts crying.
Yeah. I start crying.
Like happy
I'm
yourself.
Never going to wash this head.
You should.
I'm standing there so proud because I'm seeing a star being born, and I know that feeling.
And then he turns to Sawbone.
I mean, you're a cool dude. High five.
And he gives you a high five. Thanks, sir.
So I'm going to go like start taking care of the arrangements to make sure that we can find a shuttle for him that's big enough for the pod racer and everything.
Sure.
I'll pay for that. Okay. And then also I want to call over to Nar Shaddaa to make sure that he has like a welcoming committee.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm going to get him all set up with his own room, with his own apartment and stuff.
Okay.
And then also someone to like not watch him, but let me make sure he's good.
Ants will keep an eye on him.
Good.
So the shuttle to get Thorben to
is Link be on our ship?
Yes.
Can I send him with him?
Yeah,
it's just protection.
So to transport them as well as the pod racer and stuff, it'll be 50,000 credits to transport all them. So you guys help him get it all loaded up. You say your goodbyes, and he and Link B take off, and then you guys plot your course to Coruscant.
Have fun storming the castle,
and you guys take off. Thank you so much for listening. How's it going, everybody? Man, that was a fun first half of this show, huh? Having to deal with the pod racing and the bounty hunter and their target and the explosive finish to the race was a lot of fun. We had a great time recording it. It's crazy how like that literally was like an hour and 45 minutes worth of audio cut down to like 30 minutes. It's insane. Real quick, just in case it wasn't clear, because there was stuff that got cut at the beginning because it was boring and it was all about them placing their bets. And then it all was like on top of each other, everyone talking at one time, how much they all won. I'll just real quick, just tell you again. So Kale won 50 million credits for winning. Everyone else won $10 million on the bet for him winning. And then Willie Rowe bet on Kale winning on the second and third place, as well as Joltar exploding, netting him 115 million credits. So anyways, again, thank you so much for listening to the show. It is fucking Star Wars Day. Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I'm sorry I didn't release an episode last week, but I held on to it for this week because I knew it was going to be an exciting episode, and I wanted to have something for you guys today. So I hope you guys are enjoying this episode. I hope that you guys are enjoying your Star Wars Day. You know, we got Solo coming out in a couple of weeks. We've got the new Star Wars Resistance cartoon coming out later this fall. I'm so pumped for Star Wars. I hope that this helps kind of, you know, fill your Star Wars day and get you in that Star Wars mood. You know what I mean? Let's just talk about some of the things we got coming up. Comic Palooza, May 25th through the 27th in Houston, Texas. Myself and Jer and Ed will all be down there. I think Brendan and Daniel may come down as well. We're still working on that, but we should all be there. We've got panels. We'll have a booth. We'll have prizes. It'll be a lot of fun. Make sure you come see us. Comic Palooza, May 25th through 27th. Again, Houston, Texas. Tickets are on sale at comicpalooza.com. And obviously have some guests. And this year, they're bringing in Tom Holland. They're bringing in motherfucking Spider-Man. That's awesome. So if you want to see Tom Holland, if you want to see Jessica Jones and Daredevil, like, they're going to be there too. And just a ton of people, some Overwatch voice actors and all this stuff. Like, come to Comic Palooza, Houston, Texas. We will be there. If you like what you're listening to, make sure to check out some of the other shows on the network, such as the 8-Bit Geek, Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, Brain Break Tarts, and Garbage Day. We also have, we're working on kind of like a new show sort of thing called Spoilers. It'll be over on our Patreon, patreon.com/8BitGeek, where we talk about movies and reviews. We have our first episode up. It's not on Patreon. It's actually on our official 8-Bit Geek channel. You can find that there. We talk about Avengers Infinity War with author Peter Kleins. Oh, hold on. New York Times best-selling author Peter Kleins, author of the X-Hero series at 14 The Fold and Paradox Bound. He joins us, as well as our dear friend Windrus Cosplay, to talk about, again, Avengers Infinity War, what we thought. It's like a two-hour review. It's pretty good. So go check that out. And for an extended version of that, you can find that over on our Patreon, like I said before, patreon.com/8BitGeek. For as little as $5 a month, on Patreon, you get access to a secret Discord chat. You get extended episodes of the 8-Bit Geek. You get extra episodes of Saga that we're working on. You get, again, spoilers. You get all this cool content. You'll get content from the con as well. If you're unable to make it, you can watch some videos and pictures and all that fun stuff that we'll have posted there. If you can't do Patreon, but you still want to join our Discord, head over to our website, the8bitgeek.com, and you will find a link to our Discord chat. We've got a Saga chat. We've got chats for all the other shows. We've got one for getting healthy. We have one for getting fat. We have a couple of chats for specific games like Sea of Thieves and Minecraft and whatnot, where people play together. So come join that. Come join other fans and listeners and come join our community. Again, over on Discord, you can find that on the website. You can also find a link to our Threadless store, 8bitgeek.threadless.com. You can find that on our website. We have a bunch of shirts from a bunch of shows. We have a Comic Palooza special shirt right now. Right now, all of our shirts, if you buy over like $45 worth of shirts, which is like two shirts, maybe two or three shirts, three shirts, it's free shipping. We've got shirts for Saga, Brainberry, again, all the shows. We are hoping, this comes out on May the 4th, and I'm hoping that the new shirt is out. We have a new Saga shirt. We have some final touches to make to it. I really want it out by today. Go check out the store. Hopefully it's there. If not, it'll be coming out soon. It's a cool new Saga shirt done by Kale D-Bag himself. And I can't wait for that to come out. I hope it's soon. All right? So again, 8bitgeek.threadless.com. If you want to follow us on social media, you can find us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek. You can follow us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. And if you use the hashtag 8-Bit Saga, we will name a character after you. I think that's it. That's all I had to talk to you guys about. Again, I hope you have a great May the 4th. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you guys enjoyed Infinity War. I hope you guys are excited for the new Star Wars Resistance cartoon. I hope you guys are excited for the new shirts. I hope you're coming to Comic Palooza. I'm so thankful for everyone hanging out with us. Go rate and subscribe on iTunes and Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. That really helps bump us up the charts. It helps us reach new listeners. And with new listeners, we grow and continue to spread the good word of Star Wars and 8-Bit Saga and Shadow of the Old Republic. So, again, thank you so much, everyone. I think that's it. I think I can shut up now. I think I can let you get back to the episode. Let's catch up with the guys and see what they're doing over on Coruscant. All right, so you guys travel to Coruscant, and you guys spend your 6 days just... I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing. It doesn't matter. It's not important.
Whoa.
Oh. I'm doing some research.
What are you researching? What's Willie researching?
Bigger shit.
This one's not big enough for you?
Well, I have a plan.
Okay.
I think I want to build another casino.
Okay.
But on a ship.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
So I'm researching that.
I like it.
Shipbuilders.
Sure.
I've been in a character, you know, practicing for a role that I'm up for.
Are you up for a role?
No, I'm not. But I'm going to try out for it anyways.
There is only one possible role that you could be up for right now. Because you have received a script for a role. Remember that? It was in the Christmas episode.
No. this one, I'm just trying out for a role as a police officer on Coruscant. It's a small indie movie. That's what I'm going to try to do when I get there.
Sure. We'll see.
So I'm like walking around. I'm walking around like deep in character. Uh-huh. I don't even have robes on. I have a full police outfit on.
Where did you get a police outfit?
It's Police R Us.
You haven't been anywhere.
Listen, I had it shipped in.
No.
Can it just happen?
No.
Well, then scratch that whole thing. haven't been doing thing. It then.
Well, you could still be like in a tunic and stuff. You don't necessarily have to be in police garb.
Kale D-Bag has been binge-watching Shipbuilders on TLC just for research.
Yeah, I was watching some of that too.
But I've been wearing my white furry onesie that looks just like Chub Rub.
I have to ask, if I'm going to do it to him, I'm going to do it to you. Where'd you get a white furry onesie?
Oh, I've had it since the beginning. I sewed it. The worst part is he won't wear the kale onesie that I sewed for him. I thought it'd be really fucking cute.
Not that he'll tell you about.
This is
Does
tough.
He have sewing as a
as you a want me to
skill?
Roll this up?
As a skill?
Roll this up? Yeah. What is that, an athletics true, check?
He made my outfit.
He made you a police outfit. Yeah. What? I did. It's a police looking Jedi robe.
What skills do you have?
He's a seamstress.
No, you don't have seamstress.
Mechanics check for to work the sewing machine.
Okay, sure. I'll allow that.
Yeah, mechanics roll, bitches. Yeah, it's a 28. It's just a shitty looking one.
It's really, really terrible.
Oh, come on.
It's not
28.
It's just white cloth.
What did you make it out of?
Yeah, there's. It's not fuzzy.
It's just
or
like
furry.
A bed sheet.
Just you took a bed sheet.
Bantha furs.
And it's not. It's a onesie in that like you sewed it into like a pocket almost, mm-hmm. and you cut out a spot for your head, for your arms, yeah. for your feet. So when you go like this, you're just a giant square. Yeah. And then for his police uniform. On an extra piece of material, wrote police, and then you safety pinned it to his Jedi robes.
P-O-L-E-E-S-E.
Y-C-E-S-E. Police.
Police.
Police. Police.
Police.
That's fair.
I'll take it.
All right, so I have some of those Gungan ears left. Can I make a nightmarish Kale D-Bag onesie with Gungan ears?
Yeah, roll me a mechanics check.
Survival? For leatherwork?
Sure.
I use mechanic.
27. For a nightmarish...
It is nightmarish.
Awesome.
It's not very good either, but it's definitely nightmare-inducing.
I'm just going to start wearing that.
Okay. I'm going to lock my door.
Yeah, and at this point, I think you're probably out of Gungan ears, because you did make like a jacket out of them
yeah,
before.
Yeah, that's
true, yeah. They're so huge, but...
Yeah, you've used the remaining...
I'm just going to wear my Kale D-Bag onesie around the ship now. It's got like a little Team D-Bag hat on the onesie.
I'm rolling perception checks around every corner because yeah. if I see that shit when I'm not ready to see it, it's going to freak me the fuck out. I won't sleep for days.
I'm going to have a conversation with PM15 about his job is to make sure I don't have to see Chub Rub.
I'm going to have a conversation with PM15 to make sure that his job is I don't see PM15.
Oh.
Bitch.
So he's PM15 still working, I guess, is like your personal assistant still. So he'll make sure that you don't see it. So if he's not following you around, he's following Kale around.
Mm-hmm.
He moves really slowly, so all his joints make noise.
Yeah, you constantly know he's there.
I hate it.
So if he's not busy working, if Willie's just in his room, just doing studying and stuff and looking up and doing research or whatever, mm-hmm. he is always 5 feet behind you. All right, so you guys come out of hyperspace. Coruscant is in front of you. You guys can see all the traffic coming and going from Coruscant. It is a busy planet.
While going to land, I walk up to Kale. Hey.
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 You know, I got this whole cop thing going on.
I like your suit.
Thank you. You've made it. Hey, I'm working on this new accent. It's supposed to be the southerner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you want to hear
south
it?
South of what?
South of what?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a lots of planets it's, have
yeah,
a south.
Of, yeah, it's a south.
Okay.
Anyways, here we go. Ready? Hey, what's going on?
Whoa.
I'm a southerner.
I'm transported.
And I'm a cop.
To southern of whatever.
What do you think? Is that good?
That's pretty good.
No, I'm still doing it.
Oh,
can't
my.
Can't you tell?
Yeah.
Wow.
You really inhabit the character.
Do you think I'm going to get this part?
What part?
It's for a cop.
For
cop.
It's for a part?
Movie.
Yeah.
Remember?
No.
I talked to you about it like 3 days ago. Hold on. Let me talk to my normal... You're probably misunderstanding me because of the whole Southern thing. I'll go
I
back
see somebody
to...
completely different in front of me.
Okay, hold on.
Bring back...
Hey, what's up?
Hey, oh my God. Wait, are you...
Did you like it?
You're still doing the voice?
It's my normal voice.
Stop
what are you
it.
Talking about?
You've enveloped the character. I don't know who you are anymore.
I shake my head and walk away.
You're tearing me apart, Marky.
Just...
As you guys are nearing Coruscant, obviously you guys are inhaled by the air traffic control of Coruscant. The voice comes through your hollow.
Hello? Sith Imperial ship. Can we help you?
I think we're here. I think we're in the right spot, right? Coruscant?
Yeah, but you're that's a Sith ship you
were prepared
are,
for this.
It's
yeah, I mean, I'm just piloting this ship. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, I'm Willy Roma. This is my
okay.
ship.
Okay.
We're not Sith or Empire.
Okay.
I'm actually from here. Surely have credentials of some kind.
Yeah.
I show those.
Yeah,
bring them up.
You send them to them, and they verify your credentials. And he's like,
oh, okay. Thank God. You know, it's just, even though, you know, the Jedi say that the Sith have been wiped out, it's just, you see a Sith ship show up, you want to know what's going on.
I understand.
Holy crap. Okay.
Working on the remodel.
Where are you guys headed?
Where did the senators live?
Capital City.
No, that's
easy.
Not conspicuous at all.
Well, we're headed there.
I'm trying to get in politics. Where do the senators hang out?
So Capital City is where those guys live. Listen, do you have a smaller transport on that ship?
Yeah, of course. We can leave this one up here.
Yeah, it's either you... Because, you know, a Sith ship showing up over in Capital City might raise some concerns with the citizens. They might have flashbacks. You can leave it in orbit, and you guys can take your personal ship down. That would be best. You can always, if you do decide to bring it down, you'll be forced to land it over in the industrial sector.
Of course.
So it's your call. It's whatever you want to do. But that's just, again, it might freak some people out to see that ship flying overhead.
Fair. We haven't gotten the remodel done yet. We'll go ahead and... Is there, like, a space station up here? I guess we can just leave it here.
You guys just leave it there.
All right. Can we lock it?
I'm gonna open the door.
How do we you have crew that'll stay
yeah.
on the ship.
Okay. Yeah,
hey, crew.
Crew of, like, 25 people.
Hey, crew of people I don't know yet.
What's up, sir?
Surely met them.
Don't let anybody else on the ship.
they obey you because you're the captain. So you've met them.
Look at me? I assume you're looking at me. I can't see your eyeballs.
I lift my visor up.
Oh, okay.
You see?
I see your red eyes.
You see me?
Clearly, we're looking at each other.
I am the captain now. I am your captain now.
Okay, but you're about to leave the ship.
This is my ship.
This is Master Maw's ship.
That's true.
Oh,
but I am the captain now.
Yeah, but if you leave the ship, then he's this other guy, this captain here, your backup captain.
Yeah, he can be the backup captain.
Yeah, he's the captain now.
No. only while I'm gone.
All right. Yeah, okay. Let's load up on the 10 Sparrow.
Okay. Do you want to let your parents know that you're on Coruscant? You said you let them know next time you're there.
Can I send him a text?
You can send him a message, sure.
All right. I'm going to send him a message.
What's it say?
That I am about to be on planet. I'll hit him up soon.
Okay. Well, they respond with, we'd love for you to come by tonight. They let you know that they're catering a dinner, and there will be some Jedi there. There will be some senators there.
Okay.
And they would love for you to be there. And your friends can come too.
I'll think about that. The friends part.
Okay.
Who's your master?
What's that?
Oh.
Is he on this planet?
We can't talk about that.
I think, is it Willy asking Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, are you asking me? I am deep in character of my cop character,
uh-huh.
completely avoiding
any questions. So let me hold on. Howdy, partner.
Is your master on this planet?
What's up?
Is your master here?
Oh, you mean my captain?
Sure.
No. Well, I don't know, actually. Maybe he is. It could be, like, it depends on who gets the role, but maybe.
I was just, when we met, like, 6 months ago, you were on a mission as a Jedi from your master, I thought.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen you do any of that.
Oh, no. I'm just going to course on.
I figured you'd go talk to your master or something.
Just a regular everyday Joe with just a law-abiding cop getting down his beat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah.
Y'all doing voices in here?
Howdy.
Hey, what? Listen to mine. Oh, I can't do it. Fuck. I fucked up.
Keep trying, buddy. Keep trying.
Hold on. I got this southern part. No, it's not there. There's something there, right?
Well, if you want to, we can work on it together.
You're gonna. Nope.
I'm gonna go get something and write police chief on it. Uh-huh. Put it on my chest.
That's a 23 to sew him police chief.
You misspelled chief and the chef.
Yep. Yeah,
police chef.
But Mark Kenobi wouldn't notice that. He wouldn't notice that it says police chef.
Hey, Mark Kenobi, I'm here to cook you police food.
Oh, you know, I love food. Let's get it, y'all.
Also, I'm your chief, and I need you to tell me about the things that you're doing outside of the police work.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you sent me on a mission.
What was that mission?
Huh? To find the bad guys.
Who are the bad guys?
The ones with the drugs.
He's deep.
Do you need a doll? Yeah,
apparently.
Told you, he lost himself.
He's gone.
This is, yeah, Heart of Darkness shit right here.
Twin Peaksing right now.
Marlon Brando, boy.
I'm just going to leave in the middle of the conversation.
And I tip my hat to him, my fake cowboy hat.
The hat that you're not wearing?
Yeah.
You guys get on the Tin Sparrow and you fly towards Coruscant. Kale is in his bunk. His personal holo pad starts ringing.
Beep, boop, beep. Hello?
Kale?
New pad, who dis?
It's your father.
Oh, shit.
I see that you've come back to Coruscant.
Who let you know?
Well, ever since you stole from me, I've been following you. And I saw your pod racing over on Malastair. You know, caught the feet of that, saw that you won. And my tail, and he told me that you were headed to Coruscant, so I thought I would extend an invitation for you to come home.
How do I know that you're not going to try and kill me again? You big ass.
Listen, I did that out of anger for you stealing from me and for the argument that we had before you left.
That's true. Okay, fair. Fair point.
I'll be honest with you, though. I don't regret sending the bounty hunters.
I don't regret dispatching them by killing them. Also known as taking their lives, you big ass.
So if you want, I'd love for you to come on by the headquarters, home.
I'll think about it.
All right. Well, love to see you come by. We got a lot of talking to do, boy.
How are the dogs?
We can talk about that when you get here.
I hang up and I say ass one more time.
Big ass.
Big ass.
Okay.
Guys, I'm going through some shit. Prepare my jacuzzi.
Are you just sticking your head into the hallway and yelling that?
I need my jacuzzi.
You hear from the loading bay, which is not far from the bunks, you hear PM15 go,
"You got it, sure."
He's airing it up. It's the only good thing he's useful for.
I don't think we have time for this.
It's running.
Oh, what? It's like a kiddie pool.
It's an inflatable jacuzzi. Yeah.
He's fine.
He's got big ones.
I take a real quick dip.
So you guys land.
Before we get off this ship, I suggest to everyone,
hey, let's take these stupid costumes off and go to Coruscant like normal people.
Mm-hmm. I change into my regular clothes.
I just get naked.
I'm still in my police outfit because this is normal. This is my regular
clothes. No, that's fair enough.
This is the new normal.
I guess. Whatever.
We'll make sure that we have the our speeders on the Tin Sparrow.
I don't know if your speeders would fit on the Tin Sparrow.
Then just the luxury one that's a four-seater.
Okay. So you guys land. You guys get the four-seater out. And you see, Kale, you see especially, there are two security guards from your dad's corporation there.
Do they have a sign that says, looking for Kale D-Bag?
Yeah, one of them's standing there, and he has a Kale D-Bag sign. You know them.
Let's go talk to these guards.
Okay.
Go
ahead. What do you want, Beavis?
Yeah, it's Cleavis, not Beavis.
You guys all look alike.
Beavis is my cousin. Your father requests your attendance immediately.
Fine. Guys, I gotta go.
You want some backup?
Can I bring a couple people?
You can
with
bring
me?
A friend. A friend.
Let's go.
I look over at the guards and I say, under code 642 of Carillion Law, he can choose whoever he wants, like as many people.
Roll the 22 Galactic War.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
What is actually code 64? Yeah.
You know that it's not a thing.
Okay.
It's just Willie in the back going, mm-mm.
Nope. That's not a thing. That's not a thing. That's not a law.
That's not a thing.
That's definitely not a thing.
Okay, well, just letting you know, as a fellow officers of the laws, he has whites.
Well, where what? I mean...
What?
Whoa! Yeah, so Kale and one of you can come with us.
All right, I'm going to go chill. I'll take short round with me.
I think I should be offended.
Kale, you don't think that the police officer here would be a better fit to back you up with your father?
I've got my gun out, I'm twirling it on my finger.
Who gave you a gun? Where did you get a gun? You don't have a gun.
I reach over and I take my gun back.
Just twirling. And I take the other one out. Put it in my holster.
The holster?
Which is just his pocket, I guess.
So glad I added pockets to that.
Is that why you like your robe so much? In its pockets?
It's a utility robe.
Let's part then.
Yeah.
Adieu. A 3, a 4, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
And I walk to the guards. Yeah.
And I tip my invisible cowboy hat again.
Officer.
Godspeed, okay?
Hey, Kale.
Y'all?
Kale, let us know if you need help.
Oh, I'll get you on the walkie-talkies.
What channel are you going to be on? I'll be on 45.
45.
And I'd... 40. Check, check. Check, check. Check, check.
Over. I don't.
We're still standing right in front of each other.
Over. Oh, I hear you.
Okay, okay, good. Okay.
Be safe with your father.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic, okay?
You know,
do you know anything else about him? Is there a roster somewhere of everyone who's in the Great Hunt?
In the Great
Hunt? Yeah, in the Great Hunt.
It's starting.
I have his head in my voice.
I have his head in my voice? Oh, there's no cutting here, buddy.
I just look over at Willie and wink.
You're not there yet. They're on their way.
Okay.
Are you talking about my Thorbin? He gets two papas and a mama.
Well, like five papas.
Like five papas.
Like four.
Oversized teddy
bear. Yeah, this
bear.
Motherfucker.
He's like Uncle Bone.
Five Uncle
Bones. He's the creepy uncle.
Wash my armor.
I would never ask Thorbin to wash my armor.
Help me get out of this armor.
I would never ask a little boy for help.
Take this armor off.
I don't like this.
Like Podrick.
What you guys are talking about with my sweet Thorbin.
If I'm asking anyone for help to take the armor off, I'm just going to ask PN because me and him are good buddies.
You would.
Uh-huh.
Robosexual.
Listen, I could go to PN and be like, hey, PN, would you mind like undoing the harness on my back, please? And
you are
like,
starting some weird fanfic right there.
It's okay. I'm not asking PN.
And then the music starts.
Yeah. I'm not asking PN to do anything erotic here.
You took it back.
He does it real slow.
Let's get it on.
Trying to hold back
Thorben, no.
So, anyway, so what
don't
are we doing?
All right, this.
And
so,
if you feel
so the
like I feel, baby, come
PN's
on.
PN's holding a little wash rag.
Come on. It's what is happening right now? Like, why are we even?
I'm so confused.
I just that's why I was reading my phone, because what we're saying makes no sense. You basically said we have become child sex trafficking people. And that's not what we do here.
No one has said anything like that.
What?
Nobody has said that at all.
We've moved on to you and PN having a relationship. And he's washing your back.
Let's move way past this.
Giving yourself to me can never be wrong.
Okay. Cool.
If the love is true.
Okay.
What are we doing? That's,
we chose that's enough
truly.
From you, Ross. That's enough.
Come
thank
on,
you.
Can you do it in a PN voice,
thank
though?
You, though.
No?
No.
Damn.
That's not me.
Number seven is... Oh, that's Hugh Thief.
Oh, no.
Didn't even realize.
Can I look back at him? Get a good look at this guy. Does he look familiar?
I mean, he looks like a grand. So familiar, but not too familiar.
Okay.
But not too familiar.
Well, it's a new craze.
Yeah.